crucified.
It's broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first child. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's green fall suddenly from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first cross. Praise for the sweetness of the wet gardens, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden so plain. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day.
What's day? Well, day, 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 well, day, day.
Please have a seat. Now, we are a broad-based liberal church, and the last thing that we would want to do is impose our religion on you. It's not who we are. It's not how we work. So I know that some of you are here to support the glorious and gorgeous Sophia, and maybe God and religion isn't your thing. So I invite you just to use this time as much as you can, maybe to think good thoughts or whatever works for you. But for the rest of us, I'm just going to go straight down the line with a Christian act of worship, and please use it as you are able. And for those who would, let us pray. Loving God, you have created the world and all the people in it. You have made bread and wine and water and all good things, and you are holy, and we praise you. Lord Jesus Christ, child of God and friend of us all, you are with us today as we celebrate Sophia's baptism, as we break bread and share wine, and you are Lord, and we love you. Holy Spirit of God, breath of God, moving in all creation, you bring us close to God and make us holy and strong, and you are here and we adore you. Bless us, O God, as we worship. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The power and the glory, forever and ever. We believe that God loves us, even if we are not able to say what that means. Though we cannot understand God and we cannot understand God's love, we believe that God loves us. And for those reasons, we believe that it is appropriate for infants, as well as for those who would articulate the faith, to come for baptism. We believe that through baptism, God sets a seal upon the life of anyone who would be baptized. Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. His baptism found its fulfillment on the cross, where he gave himself for the life of the world. The Lord says, Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, and they will not overwhelm you. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to bless, we're going to say a prayer of blessing on this water. For us, it's fresh and it comes from our taps and it's easily accessible and we don't even take it in any regard. But for some people on this day, this will be the most precious of things. So let us pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of water. We need it to keep ourselves alive. It sustains us and it refreshes us. It cleans us. And we remember water that is all over the earth. And that your Spirit at the beginning of creation moved over the waters. We remember Jesus baptized by John in the Jordan. We remember that his baptism was fulfilled on the cross that we might have eternal life. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this water, that Sophia, being born anew of water and the Spirit, may remain forever in the number of your faithful children, with Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, for now and forever. Amen. So would you five please like to stand up? Come over here like this. Oh. How come you morphed into a teenager? How did that happen? Right. So some of these promises are for all four of you and some of them are for you two. Okay, I will tell you. So Barry and Hannah, you have come for the baptism of Sophia in response to the call of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us hear you confess your faith in Christ. The first is a promise for all four of you. Do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, giver of life? To you too. Do you promise to teach Sophia the love of God and to bring her up in the worship and the life of the church? And to you too. Do you promise to pray for Sophia and her home and her family and to support them as you are able, as God's love? And to all of you people here gathered, whether you're a part of this community or not, as a community of faith, representing the whole church, do you welcome Sophia and promise to share with her what you have received, the gift of God's love revealed in Christ? Can I slip in some extra names? Is that good? Sophia, Shearer, Beardsley, Andy Cole. Oh, lovely. We can. Oh, here, the power is mine, eh? But I think we'll stick with the plan. So it's Sophia, Alex, Charlton. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The Alex is a long-term brain family name. 250 years, Tim? No, you told me. 250 years, isn't it? That it's been in the brain family. And Charlton, obviously, the other side of it. And Sophia, just because they love the name. That's good. We're going to sing the blessing. Just stay seated. Why don't you just stay seated and I'll walk around with it. You stay there.
Smile.
the first thing we're going to do is pray. So let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise for Sophia's life. We thank you for Hannah's return to health and strength. And we ask that you would bless Barry and Hannah as they raise Sophia. We ask that you would help them to provide her with the love, the security that she needs. Bless their home, that it would be a place of love and laughter, a place where all are welcome. And we pray that Sophia will come one day to make her own promises and declare I know, it's interesting, isn't it? I know, what's that going? Actually, can I tell you, the worst ever, where at this point I looked down and the tip of the microphone was missing and the child was chomping. And I thought to myself, oh, blimey, Charlie, I'm going to kill the child in the middle of the child's... But the great news was that the child's mother was a paediatrician, so she went into mode. Now, could I just... We present a certificate, which is not a certificate of United Reformed Church baptism. It's about one of the few things that the churches have actually got their act together on, and it is a certificate of, according to... I've got this too close. According to... We also present a... What do you think? As again, part of our fulfilling of our promises that this... and we present this book because we think you might find this a bit more interesting for now. We can hold it. And what we're all going to do is I invite you to stand to sing, and I will then walk around and you can all have a coup. You can listen now.
Make our joy in Christ.
Please have a seat.
There we go. I would like this lovely girl back.
The baptismal robe that Sophia's got on. How many greats is it? Pop was 2 greats back for Sophia. Her great-great-grandfather was baptized in. So I was baptizing it. My mother was baptizing it. Oh, Lordy, Lord, so we go. Would you put up the text, please? It's a baptism, and therefore it's about Jesus. This is a story which we are going to read together. So let's read. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, and the power of the Holy Spirit was with him. The news about him spread through all the territory. He taught in the synagogue and was praised by everyone. Then Jesus went to Nazareth, where he was brought up, and on the Sabbath he stood up to read the scriptures and was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. He unscrewed the scroll and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has chosen me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to give captives and recovery of sight and mind. Let me read the cross. People." He wrote the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, sat down, and all the people of the synagogue had their eyes fixed on him. And he said to them, "This passage of scripture being read." Just as a wee aside, it's interesting that bit in the prophet Isaiah goes on then to talk about vengeance and judgment, and Jesus doesn't use that. For us, that text is a very important text to the life of who we are, with a range of things that we're involved in, some of which you've heard mention of by way of Kathy's apology. You could talk about, actually, I was thinking about this morning, you could talk about the contact centre being about homelessness as well. You know, that's another one of the things that we do, provide space for fathers to spend time with their children. Because why? Well, one of the reasons is people haven't got enough space. Housing, homelessness. Today is Homelessness Sunday. And the text about bringing good news to those who are poorest is a very pivotal text at this time. Things are difficult for many people in Britain at the moment, but they are particularly difficult for those who are short of housing. There is, according to Crisis, there is a toxic mix at the minute. It's about those who are a perfect storm of economic downturn, rising joblessness, and a soaring demand for limited, affordable housing. A perfect storm of economic downturn, rising joblessness, and soaring demand for limited, affordable housing. I'm going to lead us in prayer in a minute, but let me give you some things. In 2011-12, rough sleeping rose by 23%, and in London by 43%. 5,700 people are now rough sleeping in London. And let's be clear, most people who are homeless are not rough sleeping. They are staying a few nights with one friend, a few nights with somebody else, a few nights with somebody else. And they only end up rough sleeping when nobody else will give them accommodation. People are being put up in bread and breakfast accommodation, up 37%. After years of decline. A person who is homeless is 13 times more likely to be a victim of violence than the equivalent demographic. in Kingston, the situation is also getting very difficult, and for the first time we have families living in the YMCA in Surbiton, in rooms that were designed for single people. 8 families. The average age of death of a homeless person is 47. So let us pray. Hear our prayer on this day for all women and men, boys and girls who are homeless. Those who are sleeping under bridges, on park benches, in doorways or on bus stations. Those who can only find shelter for the night but who must spend the day wandering. For families that are broken because they can't afford to pay the rent. And for those who've got no relatives or friends to take them in. No place to keep their possessions, the things that remind them of the people that they are. For those who are afraid. For those who've been betrayed by our social safety net. We pray for those people, and we pray for those who are homeless, do not see them, because they're moving from house to house and friend to friend, but they do not have a place that they can call home. We give you thanks, O God, for the work of Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness, for the night shelter that runs through the churches in the coldest months of the year, and we thank you for the work of the YMCA. But we pray that you will help us to be among those who ask the difficult political question, as in why this is happening. And may we be empowered through word and deed and through political means to bring justice and peace to those who are homeless. We pray for those people that we are concerned about, anybody that we know ourselves who is ill, anxious. Those who would like to be here on this day but can't make it. Lord our God, we offer all our prayers, those that we've spoken and those that we've offered in the silence, all of them in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to take an offering now, and the loose cash will be going to Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness. If you don't know what Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness is, it's a fantastic organisation that works with the food bank, which is another thing that we do, to ensure that people have got food, and also works to help people have accommodation and find shelter as part of the night shelter provision, all that sort of stuff. So that's where the offering's going. And I need some people to collect it. So what about, would you help me?
No?
No, I know you're not going to do it, man. What about you? Would your dad help you? Paul, come on, man, you can do this. Come on. No, I'm not asking you. I'm handing you the bag.
No.
Craig, where are you? Craig, you going to come? Craig? You do that. Yeah, that's it, good man. You do this side, eh? Go on, you start that side and just pass it backwards. Has it been here? Have you had the bag? Thank you. Great. Well done. Thank you. So let us join to pray. Let us pray. We bring this bread, this wine, and this money to the table of Jesus. We bring ourselves, all we are, all that we are. May the ordinary become holy and heaven be opened to the people of the earth. Lord, we pray. Amen. Elders, would you like to come and join me? Now, just as you're coming forward, I will give you a wee bit of instruction. I don't know, I suppose many of you have never been to a Holy Communion service in a church in this tradition. You might never been to a Holy Communion service full stop. But let me take you through a few tips. First thing, if you're here for the wine, you're in the wrong place. The wine that we use has got no alcohol in it. We do that so that people, those among us who have got issues with alcohol, we can all drink together. The way it works is you stay seated and the elders will bring it to you. And if you want to eat and drink, that choice is yours. You don't have to join in just to make somebody else happy. You do it if it's right for you. And if it's not right for you, you say to the elders, you give them a smile and they'll pass it by. You're not hurting anybody's feelings, okay? Don't get bamboozled. But please know it. You're most welcome to receive the bread and the wine. Everybody's welcome. That's one of the things that we believe in, that everybody is welcome at the table. The other thing is, when you get the bread, you will notice that it's there's bread. And there's also some bit of it that's sort of biscuit. And that is for those people who have issues with wheat and with gluten, so that they may eat. In this church, what happens is when you get the bread, you eat it. And when you get the wine, you hold it. And then we'll all drink together. Nod if you're clear on those instructions. Thank you very much. This meal is cruel. We know that life is cruel and painful, and it has distorting moments. Crucifixion is close. There is highly charged emotion. This meal is loving. We know that life has moments of joy and delight and celebration. Resurrection is soon. There is highly charged emotion. Something is in the air. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never drink it again until I drink in the kingdom of heaven." We are the friends and disciples of Jesus today, and he invites us to break bread together, to remember him, and to pray that God's kingdom will come. So let us pray. Loving God, the world you have made is beautiful and full of wonder. You have made us with all your creatures, and you love all that you have made. You have tried to talk to us through the years, through the prophets, and through wise people that you have sent among us. And Christian people believe that you have especially spoken to us in Jesus, your Son, to be born and to grow up in difficult times when there was little peace, to know what it was to be homeless and a refugee. And he embraced people with your love, told stories to change us all. He healed those in pain and brought to life those who had lost hope. He made friends. He spoke truth, even if as a result of his truth he suffered, he died, and we believe has been raised to new life and offers life to us. Pour out your spirit on these gifts of bread and wine, that they would remind us of those things that are eternal. And to you, our God, be blessing and honor, glory and power, for now and forever. Amen. In the face of death, he took bread, he broke it and said, "This is my body, it is broken for you." He took wine. "This is my blood," he said, "it is shed for you." The body of Christ. blood of Christ. So let us pray. Thank you, God, for this table that reminds us that the ordinary things can point towards that which is eternal and that which is extraordinary. And thank you that this table reminds us that we, your ordinary people, can also be your extraordinary people in the things that we can do and the people that we can be. Thank you for your love for each of us, for your confidence in us. And we pray in Amen. Our final song is One More Step Along the World I Go. Yes, indeedy.
Traveling along with you, and it's from the old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. Round the corners of the world I turn, more and more about the world I learn, and the new things that I see, you'll be looking at along with me. And it's from the old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. As I travel through the bad and good, keep me traveling the way I should. Where I see no way to go, you'll be telling me the way I know. And it's from the old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. Give me courage when the world is rough. Keep me loving though the world is tough. Live and sing in all I do. Keep me travelling along with you. And it's from the old I travel to the new. Keep me travelling along with you. You are older than the world can be. You are younger than the life in me. Ever old and ever new. Keep me travelling along with you. And it's from the old I travel to the new. Keep me travelling along with you.
God of the still small voice, God of the busy abundant world, may we go your way of justice and joy. God who calls us to stand firm, God who calls us to journey out in faith, may we go your way of justice and joy. Amen. I invite you to have a seat.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. So excuse me for getting but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, your eyes are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is. Now you're in the world. The best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. Life is now yours.